It's Weekend Edition on Michigan Radio.
A complex is something that has a lot of connected parts, and the stress is always on the first syllable. But things get more variable when complex, or should I say complex, becomes an adjective.
That's what they say. Good morning, I'm Rebecca Kruth. Joining me now is University of Michigan English professor Anne Curzan. Good morning, Anne.
Hello.
And sometimes when you really have to think about how you're supposed to say something, it's kind of like you just suddenly forget. For instance, I was reading one of our on-air funding credits for NPR the other day, and it had the adjective complex in it. And I paused, and I couldn't remember if I should say complex or complex. In the end, I went with complex because complex makes me think of an apartment complex, and that just didn't work in this context. So help me out here.
I'd be happy to. And you are facing a problem that our listener Julie wrote to me about. And she noted that she rarely hears the adjective complex, stressing the second syllable the way I just did. She says the adjective is now often pronounced stressing the first syllable. And she added, this seemed to start happening on NPR. And her question was, is this a recent switch? Let's talk about where the stress in complex goes. I looked first in the Oxford English Dictionary, and the editors there have complex as British and complex as American. I looked in both the American Heritage Dictionary and Merriam-Webster, and both of them have both pronunciations as standard. Now, in terms of the pronunciation shifting places, that happens in English. Sometimes the stress will move forward because Germanic languages, and English is Germanic, often like the stress toward the first syllable of the word. We've done this in the past. For example, balcony used to be balcony. And in the 19th century, Samuel Rogers really didn't like that. And he described the pronunciation balcony as enough to make him sick. But so sometimes the stress will shift forward, complex becoming complex. But sometimes the stress will shift in another way. I was looking at the word for people who are in combat. How would you say that word?
Combatants.
Yes, and that is how I would say that word. But if you look in the Oxford English Dictionary, it is combatant.
Oh, that feels wrong.
Right, and I looked in, again, American Heritage, Merriam-Webster. They provide both pronunciations. I only have combatant. Now, as long as we're talking about complex as an adjective, do you make a distinction between complex and complicated?
Complex and complicated. You know, when I think about complex, I think about maybe like a really hard math problem, you know, something with a lot of components. It was a complex problem. Complicated, that's how I would describe like a relationship with a lot of angles. Facebook, it's complicated, that sort of thing.
And that's the distinction that certainly a lot of people are making, is that complex is a lot of parts that are interwoven. Complicated really stresses the relationship of the parts and that there's intricate relationships, and some of the parts may be particularly difficult. In academia, there's stuff I read where complex or complex and complicated are being used synonymously. So again, we may be seeing some change in meaning. Some people really want to keep those distinct. I went to see which is more common. In the 19th century, complex and complicated were neck and neck in terms of frequency. And then in the 20th century, complex took off and left complicated in the dust.
It just took right over.
Well, Rebecca, may your Sunday not be complex or complicated at all.
You too, Anne. Anne Curzan is a professor of English at the University of Michigan and the author of Fixing English, Prescriptivism and Language History. We look at the evolution of language every Sunday morning here on Weekend Edition. If you can't always catch us on Sunday, you can subscribe on iTunes. Just search for That's What They Say. And while you're there, give us a review. We like to hear what you think.